presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Our story today concerns a rather rare skin disorder.
Alopecia areata is a skin condition which is considered to be autoimmune, meaning that the body, in essence, is attacking its own hair follicles, not letting the hair continue to grow.
Thea Chasson isn't a doctor. She's speaking from firsthand experience.
It began when I was in my early adult years just as a single patch of hair, just one single spot of baldness, which a hairdresser noticed. And in my case, as in most cases, it just resolves all by itself.
As much as 2% of all Americans may experience something like that, Chasson says. But for a small subset of them, the condition does not subside, but progresses to the complete loss of all hair, everywhere. And she became part of that group.
I started having hair loss all over my head, as well as losing all my body hair, eyebrows and eyelashes. And in my situation, it progressed like that, and I never had any hair come back.
That was 11 years ago, and Thea says it required a huge adjustment.
It's shocking. It's difficult. It can cause someone to, you know, spin into a depression. And women go through a loss, a mourning process about losing their hair. But the good news is that this is a process, and women definitely can come out of it and get used to this and learn how to move on and feel complete again and live completely normally.
Having been through all that herself, Chasson eventually set out to ease the adjustment for others, forming a nonprofit support and advocacy group she called Bald Girls Do Lunch. Its goal, she says, is to bring alopecia areata and the women who are dealing with it out into public view.
I will publicize a lunch for women with alopecia areata. Women will show up at the restaurant, and it is fascinating and wonderful that just walking in that room, coming over to the table, and just seeing other women and knowing there's someone else like me is very powerful, and it just brings a dimension to their life that they didn't even know could be there. These bald girl lunches create an opportunity for women to really, truly feel, I'm not alone with this.
Her group focuses on women, Chasson says, because hair loss is an especially severe blow to their self-identity.
Hair in our society is critical for how women feel about themselves. So when I lost my hair, I pretty much had to redefine and renew my definition of my own femininity.
Some women respond by wearing wigs. Some wear hats or scarves. Others simply go bald, and some combine all of these. But none of them, Chasson says, want to be confused with chemotherapy patients.
People with this disease are not sick. So when we are meeting or talking about people with cancer, we're really talking about very different things.
Thea Chasson is bringing her cause to Northern California, as the Bald Girls will do lunch in Sonoma on Sunday and in San Francisco on Monday. Details and reservation lists are online at baldgirlsdolunch.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.